From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress that his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. In March, North Korea threatened a preemptive and indiscriminate nuclear strike on the U.S. and South Korea in response to joint military drills. 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families have begun to return home and schools are reopening. Ahmed is a student in Aleppo. He says there are many bombings there. He said his family was scared and they stopped sending him to school. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. Mexican authorities abruptly transferred convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a prison outside of Mexico City to another penitentiary. The notorious drug cartel boss has twice escaped Mexican prisons, all of that in recent years. He was transferred under heavy security to Ciudad Juarez, which is separated from the U.S. state of Texas by the Rio Grande River. Mexican government statement said the transfer was prompted by ongoing security upgrades at the Mexico City prison. Egypt's Interior Ministry says unidentified gunmen killed 8 plainclothed Egyptian police officers in an attack outside of Cairo today. While no group claimed responsibility for the attack, jihadist groups have routinely killed hundreds of policemen. This is VOA News. An Egyptian court has handed down death sentences to 6 defendants in a trial for ousted former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and nearly a dozen other co-defendants for the alleged transfer of secret information to the Gulf state of Qatar. The panel of 3 judges postponed a verdict for Morsi until June the 18th. The trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. The NATO-led military coalition says 2 of its soldiers were killed in southern Afghanistan when 2 individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire and killed the shooters. It said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation into the incident, but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the slain soldiers. President Obama delivered a commencement speech at historically African-American Howard University here in Washington Saturday. He told the graduates that race relations have improved over the last 3 decades, but that more needs to be done. Mr. Obama also spoke about the progresses made in the U.S.
The poverty rate is down. Americans with college degrees, that rate is up. Crime rates are down. America's cities have undergone a renaissance. There are more women in the workforce. They're earning more money. We've cut teen pregnancy in half. We've slashed the African-American dropout rate by almost 60%. And all of you have a computer in your pocket that gives you the world at the touch of a button.
President Obama told the college graduates they are better positioned than at any other time to address the outstanding problems. Saturday's speech was the first of 3 commencement addresses Mr. Obama has on his agenda. Today is Mother's Day here in the U.S. and scores of other countries around the world. Mother's Day, a time to celebrate and appreciate all the work that women do. Anna Jarvis, the founder of Mother's Day in 1908, began the effort as a way of honoring the sacrifices mothers make for their children. Jarvis had originally envisioned Mother's Day as a day of personal celebration between mothers and families. However, it later became an official holiday. She did get disgusted with the commercialization of the day and disavowed the holiday before her death in 1948. Well, from the world of horse racing, it's turned out that favorite Nyquist has won the Kentucky Derby, becoming the 8th unbeaten horse to win the first jewel in the so-called Triple Crown of American horse racing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.